with SRN News, I'm Mary Rose. Republican Senator Rick Scott of Florida hopes that Iran's leadership follows through on the ceasefire and agrees to a permanent end to the war.
All these leaders in Iran have watched all their friends die. So I think that they're going to say, well, I think there is an option here. I can stay alive and actually give the citizens of Iran some rights back. So I'm optimistic.
Scott was interviewed on the Salem Radio Network. Some allies are pulling their support for Congressman Eric Swalwell's gubernatorial bid amid new allegations of sexual assault.
On Friday, the congressman taking to his X account, denying allegations he sexually assaulted a woman who worked for him.
These allegations of sexual assault are flat false. They're absolutely false.
Swalwell, among the leading Democrats in the race to replace Governor Gavin Newsom, a likely presidential candidate who calls the allegations from multiple sources deeply troubling and says they must be taken seriously. The San Francisco Chronicle reporting the woman said Swalwell sexually assaulted her in 2019 and 2024. I'm Julie Walker.
Former Vice President Kamala Harris says she hasn't ruled out yet another run for the White House in 2028. Greg Cluxton reports.
Appearing at the National Action Network's annual convention, Harris said she might consider another presidential bid. Asked directly by the Reverend Al Sharpton, she said, "I am thinking about it." Harris received a standing ovation. However, some in her party are looking to a new generation of Democratic leaders. More than a half dozen potential candidates appeared at Sharpton's event this week, hoping to make inroads among black voters and jockeying for position in what promises to be a crowded 2028 field. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Artemis II's moon-traveling astronauts are back home and to a thunderous welcome in Houston. This is SRN News. The Pew Research Center profiles religious radio in the U.S.
The sweeping new survey uses the term religious radio, but in fact the vast majority of stations are Christian, 74%. 8% are specifically Catholic, and the rest cannot be categorized. Pew also reports that when it comes to content, about half of all Christian radio airtime is devoted to music, the other half to spoken content. And the study also reveals that 77% of stations list evangelism as their primary goal. Michael Harrington reporting.
Supporters of England's nearly 500-year-old church choir tradition are trying to preserve it as the nation becomes increasingly secular. They have launched a campaign for the government to recognize choral services as an important part of Britain's culture under a United Nations program that seeks to protect intangible cultural heritage. This is SRN News. Economist Steve Moore says data centers are indispensable in today's digital landscape.
Guess what? If you love your cell phone, right? You got it with you every single minute. It's like an appendage to your body. You want that cell phone to work? You need data centers, right? So just like if you want electricity, you've got to have power plants.
Moore says not only are they critical, but are a boost to the economy. He lives near one himself, near Washington, D.C.
And it pays about a third of all the taxes in that county.
Moore, with the Committee to Unleash Prosperity, made his comments to the Salem Radio Network. A new study finds Texas oil remains a crucial energy source, providing economic benefits and geopolitical leverage for the U.S. The Lone Star State produced half of all U.S. oil last year. Experts say it's because of the state's geology, pipeline network, and extremely efficient production methods. More details at srnnews.com.